This is the Naked Scientists, Chris and Helen, and now time to welcome to the studio Diana O'Carroll with this week's question of the week of a fusion, not variety, but it's certainly charged with interest. Diana, hi.
Well, hello. It's another supposedly clean form of energy. This week I'm getting all charged up to answer this question.
Hi, this is Alvin Raj from Cambridge, Massachusetts, and my question is it really better to let a battery completely run down before charging it?
So, do batteries really degrade if you leave them permanently full of chemical beans?
Hello, my name is Patrick Palmer from the University of Cambridge Department of Engineering. This is a very good question that exercises me most mornings after I've cleaned my teeth, and I don't know whether to put my toothbrush back in its holder and charge it, or whether to just leave it on the side. There is some truth in the fact that a nickel-cadmium battery, which is the lightweight one, occasionally needs to be helped by being deep discharged. Most of the time, just discharging it 20% or maybe 10% and recharging it is okay, but it needs to be probably reset once every month or so, something like that. The lithium battery that's popular in telephones, of course, is also lightweight. These, however, do need considerable care, and that's why you find lithium batteries in mobile phones and in laptop computers. Their charging and recharging has to be monitored very carefully. They have protection circuits in them, usually. So, occasionally, it probably is a good idea to let your laptop run flat. But do that occasionally, because that allows the computer to recalibrate itself and be up and running for the future. The other main type of battery, of course, is your lead-acid battery in the car. And, in fact, we know very well that lead-acid batteries can work very well if they're just kept basically topped up the whole time. So care is required, and occasional deep discharge of nickel cadmium, and for that matter nickel metal hydride, probably less often, just by using it in the equipment till it's flat is probably not a bad idea.
So NICAD, not naked, that is, batteries can degrade after a while if you don't fully discharge them every so often. And we had a great response on our forum from Wolfkeeper and TechMind extolling the evils of NICAD batteries. Yeah, we don't like those anymore. And thankfully, the European Union are going to chuck them out.
Why?
Well, because cadmium is poisonous to most living things, generally. So I think it's going to be nickel metal hydride from now on. And the lithium batteries that you find in cameras, laptops and mobiles tend to self-regulate their charging, but even these can do with a full rundown too. Talking of needing power, what about this bicycle conundrum?
Hi, this is Bunny calling from Portland, Oregon in the States. On a recent trip from the farmer's market with a heavy load of fruit in my bike basket, I started to wonder if the placement of the load on the bike makes any difference in the efficiency of the work I do. Would it be easier for me to have baskets on the back where I would pull the load as opposed to on the front where I must push my load? Or is it simply too small of a system to make a difference?
So where's the best place to put the shopping? I've always found it's best to give it to a man to carry anyway. So let us know what you think by scribbling it down on the forum at thenakedscientists.com/forum or by emailing chris@thenakedscientists.com.
Thank you very much, Diana. The forum, of course, that Diana's mentioning there is our discussion forum on the Naked Scientists website, where there are people from all over the world putting their questions and then answering other people's questions. So it's a thriving hubbub of scientific interaction. So if you want to go and join in, nakedscientists.com/forum.
Keeping you abreast of the world's best science, The Naked Scientists.